Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says sales at U.S. retailers dropped for a fifth straight month in November as gasoline sales took a record tumble. The Commerce Department says total retail sales fell 1.8% to a seasonally adjusted $355.66 billion last month, following a revised 2.9% plunge in October. Meanwhile, the Labor Department today says U.S. producer prices fell slightly more than expected in November as energy costs slumped for a fourth consecutive month. The producer price index fell 2.2%. That's its fourth straight monthly decline. Core producer prices, excluding food and energy costs, actually increased by 0.1% in November. Energy prices dropped 11.2% in November. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, now trading 84.62, is down 102 points. The NASDAQ 14.99 is off 8.48. The S&P 500 at 8.62 is off 11.07.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keyser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We have some dramatic changes taking place in the weather pattern. We're going to be cold today. We have some light snow showers and flurries moving across Illinois and Indiana right now as they continue to push east-southeastward across the Midwest Corn Belt. They're not amounting to too much, but that's going to be followed up by a change to a southwesterly flow aloft, and initially that's also going to bring in much warmer air at the surface as strong southerly winds are going to set up tomorrow. And those strong southerly winds are going to be with us through the weekend. And we're going to have temperatures Sunday probably getting up to around 50 in central portions of Illinois and Indiana and well into the 40s even in northern sections of our two-state area. Now, we do have a cold front that's going to come in from the northwest. It will come through on Sunday night into Monday morning. Behind that front, temperatures are going to drop off again. But not to 20s for highs around here, probably just 30s. And we do have some weather systems that we're looking at for next week. There's still a lot of question marks. First off is rain that's going to be with us Sunday. And the rain is going to, most of the precipitation we're going to get Sunday into Sunday night will be in the form of rain. But as we go into early Monday morning, there could be a few places across Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio that see the rain change to a little bit of an icy mixture of snow on the tail end. So it's possible that we could have brief travel nuisance conditions on Monday morning. But right now it doesn't look like much in the way of trouble with that. But that's just a potential since we're looking out several days. If something changes by a few degrees, that's something to look out for. That system, as it moves through the northern plains and the upper Midwest, that would be the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, are going to turn much colder behind that front that's going to come through here Sunday night. The winds are going to be strong, and with a little light snow on the ground, that could cause some near blizzard conditions up there. And that would be Sunday into Sunday night primarily. What's of less certainty is what will happen with the weather the middle to latter part of next week. We will have the southwest flow aloft that tends to tap moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. We're going to be on the borderline in the Midwest between cold air and in some cases very cold air to our north and warm air to the south. So the storm track will be critical. Just a little deviation north or south can make a big difference in the type of weather we get when systems come through. But it does look like we may get a couple nuisance weather systems through the Midwest, rain to the south, an icy mix or snow to the north. But right now, nothing well organized seems to be coming through much of next week. But toward the end of the week, we'll have to watch and see what is going to transpire. So a lot of uncertainty in the forecast for the middle of next week and beyond. Meanwhile, it does look like cold temperatures are going to be starting to push into the Pacific Northwest. There are already winter storm warnings and blizzard warnings out for portions of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, and western Montana. And it does look like temperatures are going to be quite cold in the winter wheat production areas of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. They should have a snow cover, and that would be good because the temperatures will be low enough for winter kill out there if there is no snow cover, so that's an area to watch. Of course, a lot of our attention has been the case of late is on the southern hemisphere and in Brazil and Argentina. And at this point, it looks like over the next 5 days in Argentina, little in the way of rainfall will occur. There will be a few spotty showers and thunderstorms, but by and large, 0 to 1/3 of an inch of rain is likely across the production areas of Argentina. Certainly not enough to reverse the dry trend there. In Brazil, southern sections of Brazil, including Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina and at least southern portions of Paraná, are not going to get any precipitation during the next few days. Northern Paraná will be mainly dry. Southern Rio Mato Grosso do Sul will also be dry. So the southern production areas of Brazil are continuing to be dry. Nearby Paraguay is in a drought as well. Now you go farther north, and rainfall amounts over the next 5 days are going to be healthy in the 1 to 2.5 inch range across Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, lighter amounts northeastward into Bahia, but still some rain there. So basically in South America, Argentina is looking bad. Southern Brazil is looking bad as far as dryness. Only the northern production areas of Brazil are getting timely rain, and it does look like it's going to get hot next week, too. That's the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
Thank you very much, Ed. In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5.33 1/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 10. December wheat at the boarded trade opened at 4.92, up 3/4. Last trade down 12. July, 5.32 1/2, down 10. Last trade down 11.5. December corn opened at 3.35 3/4, down 2 1/4. Last trade down 13. July, 3.71, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 13.5. January beans, 8.51 1/2, down 5. Last trade down 21.5. July, 8.77 1/4, down 2, last trade down 25. January soybean meal, 254.90, down 190, last trade down 6.30. January soybean oil opened at 31.60, down 12, last trade down 87. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning.
Early calls were like this: soy down 20 to 30, wheat down 8 to 11, corn down 10 to 15. But in the last 15 minutes, Treasury spokesperson Brooklyn McLaughlin said, because Congress failed to act, we will stand ready to prevent an imminent failure until Congress reconvenes and acts to address the long-term viability of the auto industry. Is that going to color late calls?
Oh, we're already seeing that. We're seeing crude oil making a turnaround. It's actually trading an inside day so far, so we haven't traded as low as we did yesterday. And since the announcement, we've seen it coming back. The Dow Jones has reacted. It's been coming back. And the American dollar, of course, is down again today at 83.42. So I think that the calls are probably, the early calls were right in line with the expectation that there wasn't going to be anything done. Now I think we look more at a situation where we could easily open up near to where we closed yesterday, maybe a little weaker, but in general, I don't think that that's we're going to see anything like the early calls. One of the things that I noticed is that the Baltic freight rates have been up now 5 sessions in a row.
Yes, they have.
And that is a that's at least a sign that we're starting to see some things move. And so it should be an indication that we are beginning to see, at least in some sector, some of the letters of credit being accepted. That doesn't necessarily mean it's commodities, per se, are commodities in the grains, but it does mean that there are things beginning to move.
Does, at the end of the day, March corn hold its 10-day moving average 337 and three quarters, January beans 825 and a quarter?
Well, I'll tell you what, I from the optimistic side of me, I'd like to say yes, I believe it could. But, you know, it is a Friday, and we certainly could see some profit-taking. Although I've got to say, when you look at yesterday, yesterday flew in the face of the USDA report and certainly confirms that we're trading outside markets. So I would say it's going to depend entirely on whether or not crude oil responds. And that's going to be the driver.
And very quickly, calls over at CME Livestock, please.
Steady to lower on both.
Mm-hmm. And a lower or a higher finish on the week?
On the week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, hit me there because I was I wasn't exactly ready for that. But I would have to say I think a higher finish basically
okay.
is what we're looking at for the week.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.